I'm Matt Greenwood back with you for KJF Sports Talk. And joining me in studio is Crystal City. He calls himself the Activities Director. We'll go with the Athletic Director title for now until he corrects me. But it's Ken Jones here in studio to talk about the upcoming 2018-19 sports season. And welcome onto the show, Ken. Nice to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having us. It's about that time to get everything fired up. So glad to be here.
Yeah, and you know what? Some changes over the summer. New boys basketball coach, new football coach. Since football comes first because it's in the fall, let's go ahead and address that. Dan Fox, the new hire for you guys. How's that been going so far?
It's going well. Dan has really impressed me. I think we're very fortunate to have him. He's a guy that's been ready to be a head coach now for a little while, and since we had the spot and. Dan's got a great strength and conditioning background. I think one of the things that has really helped the transition is that, Dan's not, he's a young guy, but he's not, fresh out of college by any means. He's got several years of experience, coaching over at Hillsboro. And he's just hit the ground running. The boys are they've come out for him. They're doing a great job. They went to Jamboree the other night and competed very well. And so we're super excited to see where this is heading.
The vacancy comes. Dan Fox, I'm sure, comes looking. Was it pretty easy to tell right away that he really wanted this job?
Yeah, there was no doubt that that he wanted it. And, in my job, make several phone calls, talk to coaches, talk to ADs, and, everything just kept coming back. This was our guy. And, since day one of him getting on campus, there's been a lot of positive things, so we're definitely ready to see what the boys look like Friday night. We head down to Chaffee, Missouri for the first game of the year, and we're expecting them to compete.
Dan Fox comes from that mad crop of Hillsboro assistant coaches that are now head coaches. Alex Rugley over at Jefferson, Blaine Boss down at Perryville, and now you got Dan Fox. I think Cody Hunter was a member of that. He's the Herky football coach now. Mm-hmm. Just so many guys come from that. From that talent of coaches way back when, I'm sure you took some comfort in knowing that he came from that spot.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the biggest things that I've noticed is just his strength and conditioning background and the way our athletes are. They look a little different this year. They're a little bigger, a little stronger, a little faster, and that's what we were looking for. And he is, I've been really impressed with his expertise in that area. So. Hopefully it'll translate into some touchdowns and some defensive stops.
That's exactly the goal of football, isn't
sure.
it? And some victories. It's one of those things where, you just sort of put it out there. Crystal City has struggled on the football field recently, and you're just looking for that one guy to try to turn things around, and it seems like you might have them.
I mean, the one thing we're super pleased with is, right now, and you always want more, but we're starting a year with 28 kids, so we're up from where we started the previous season, and, we finished last year around, 18 kids, so hopefully, the one thing with the kids getting in the off season, getting in the weight room and doing that, not just weight room, but the conditioning and things that they did. We're hoping that, that'll translate to, health and making it through a season. So numbers are up and so hopefully, keep your fingers crossed, stay healthy, and we'll that'll definitely help the season.
I didn't get a chance to go to the training camp stuff. J98 people took care of that, which, by the way, the training camp video is officially on our website, mimoinfo.com. People can go there, sports tab, and then football training camp reports. Boom, it's right there for you. Click on it. You can watch it on YouTube, or you can watch it directly on that website. But, yeah, so that's up and available. Did you get a chance to actually go out on the football field and see what practices were like there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was watching from day one of getting our strength and conditioning going, whether it was at the football field or running the stadium or things we were doing in the gym just to start. He brings a big energy with him. In fact, so much that a few mornings I thought about tying my shoestrings up a little bit and getting out there. Didn't quite get to that point, but he's got a fire in his belly. He's ready to prove himself as a head coach, and the boys have bought in. So it's been a real neat thing to see.
Yeah, the shoes that you were probably tying were your cross-country running shoes, right?
Yeah. We were getting those ready to go.
Let's perfect segue into that. Boys and girls cross country, you're the head coach there. I want to throw out some names of kids that did pretty well at the state level for you last year. On the girls' side, Taylor Sloan, 23rd, Emma Shirley, 42nd, Amanda Bowman, 83rd, Taylor Reynolds, 86th, Abby Holdinghausen, 90th. So that's five girls in the top 100, which is not easy to do. And then on the boys' side, you have Devin Friedmeier, who was able to get 30th there. And who do you have coming back?
Well, yeah, some of those kids you mentioned there are seniors. You know, on the girls' side, we've got three senior girls, Taylor Reynolds, Taylor Sloan, and Caroline Kirkland. They are, you know, those two Taylors have, been to state several times. And you know, in fact, Taylor Sloan is one of our last girls from our state championship team back in 2015-2016 year. So
there you go.
Those three will lead the way for us there. And then, on the boys' side, got Ian Holdinghausen and Jacob Bearer are two names that pop in my head of two of the boys that made it to state last year that are returning for us, who are definitely taking over as leaders of the team. And give a little shout-out. I got a new assistant coach, Coach Kira Baker. She's kind of fresh out of college, brings a super high energy level with her, and kind of keeps an old man like me pumped up and ready to go. She's doing an excellent job, and we're excited to get that going as well. In fact, we head down Saturday, head down to the Jackson little invitational they have down there, and it's kind of become a pretty big meet. A lot of big schools come down there, but we like to get down there, and they run a little shorter course to start the year, so it's going to be a good gauge, and we're ready to go.
When talking to other athletic directors and coaches about cross country this season, I've professed that I've seen a lot of kids around this summer just running down the streets, the main streets here around Festus, Crystal City, Herculaneum, the works there. And as a matter of fact, went and got some lunch before we came on today, and lo and behold, there's a couple of runners right out of school going and running down the hill up here. How early did you get your kids involved in running? Did you even have to push them in that direction?
Yeah, those older kids kind of took the leadership over the summer. A bunch of them did the strength and conditioning with Coach Fox, and then did a bunch of their running on their own, and then and show up day one for practice. But when you talk about seeing cross country runners, there's no better place, and when I mean that, I'm talking about Jefferson County. If you're going somewhere, you're going to see Crystal City kids, Festus kids, and Herky kids, and we cross each other on paths out there all the time, and those are three pretty dominant programs over the last several years. So, seeing those kids out running, we cross Festus twice this week. They like to run over in Crystal City, and I think sometimes we just run over to Festus just to even the score. So good
awesome.
Programs.
Yeah, and how long have you been?
This will be my 15th year coaching cross country. It'll be my 18th year coaching basketball over Crystal City. So they're flying by, that's for sure.
Have you been able to keep up with the cross-country runners 15 years in?
Oh, absolutely not.
I thought you were about to stop on absolutely.
Oh, no. you start getting boys that are down there running, 3.1s in the 17 and 18 minute area, those days are long gone for Coach Jones. So I get harassed quite a bit out there in the community, but you'll see me on a bike some days, and then some days, I'll jump in the car and beat them to a spot and then coach them from there and then get to another spot ahead of them or what have you. But I can't keep up with them anymore. Not at that pace.
Well, what is behind the scenes like for cross country runners at Crystal City with you as the head coach?
I think it's a bit of a shell shock the first couple weeks, especially for, we get new ones. We still get new ones at the high school level, which is great. And, we've seen a big turnover this year, and I have more boys in high school, running than I do girls. And it's not been that way for, I'd say, 6-7 years now. First couple weeks, we try to, introduce them as slowly as we can, and then we do what I always call turning that dial up. And then every week, you progress, get a little bit harder, and it's a challenge. It takes a special kid to to get out there and put in that 30, 40, 50 miles a week that you try to get to, and
wow.
And then ask them to do it real fast on a Saturday. But it's been fun. We've had a real good run, and I'm excited about getting up early this Saturday morning and, you know, heading down to Jackson and seeing the kids compete. So it's still a blast.
Yeah, I was wondering what's their attitude about this season, and what are they thinking? What are the girls and boys thinking about cross country this year for Crystal City?
The boys are real excited, about the fact that we have a full team on the boys' side, but we're going to be a wild card because we'll be rounding out our 3, 4, or 5 spot with freshmen. We have right now 5 freshman boys that are running cross country. And probably three of them I didn't know, coming into this year. And, they're learning. They're learning on the fly, but they have tons of potential. And anytime, especially, we're class one in cross country, so mm-hmm. you get 4 or 5 runners in a single class, that bodes well for the future. And we've seen that in our previous history on the girls' side, where you could get, back-to-back classes that have 2 and 3, girls in each class. You have something once it develops and they get to that level. So super excited to see that amount of freshman boys come out for cross country, because they stick with it. Mm-hmm. You're going to have something down the road.
I'm going to take a shot in the dark here and mm-hmm. say that you ran cross country back in high school.
I did. I ran cross country back in high school. And I've always, I always tell the kids up front when they kind of ask about that. On my best days, I was our number 4 runner. Most days I was probably our number 5. I got introduced to cross country because several of my buddies who were on the basketball team, they were kind of the bench players for the basketball team, and they were great cross country runners, and they needed one more to round out the team. And, in Bourbon, Missouri, they don't have football. So I was a rather large cross country runner. I mean, in high school, I was, probably 6'3", 190, 195.
Wow.
My junior and senior year. But I got out and ran because my buddies asked me to. And, lo and behold, I took an interest in it. I definitely learned a lot from my cross country coach at that time. And never would have known back then that, 7, 8 years later, I'd be coaching cross country and been part of, building a solid program over here at Crystal City. And so you never know where the road's going to take you. But I'm so glad I did that. And like I said, I still get fired up about cross country season.
Another fall sport to go over, volleyball. Laura Helwig, she's still the coach there?
Laura Helwig is still our coach. She's a dandy veteran coach, does a heck of a job for us. And I know we got good numbers, going to have a varsity, junior varsity, like we always have on the volleyball side. And they're in there working hard, getting ready. We got a Gatorade game this Thursday night over Crystal City. That's a little inter-squad scrimmage. Where she'll mix the teams up a little bit with the varsity and the junior varsity, and anyone that wants to come brings a Gatorade, and that gets you in to watch the ball game, and then the girls drink those Gatorades throughout the year. And then next Monday we head out to Valley Caledonia for the first game of the year. So
very cool.
It's going to get rolling real quick.
Has Coach Helwig given you some names of girls she's looking to make big contributions this year?
I haven't really had that conversation with her. I would tell you, I guarantee you, senior Riley Meyer will definitely be one that I know. She's one of the big hitters. That's going to be a girl I know that they're definitely going to be counting on to put that ball away. So,
right.
And that's Riley's sport. Riley has been very focused on her volleyball and been working for this year. So, and I'm sure Coach would mention a few other players, but I do, with watching them play a lot the last 3 years, put a little pressure on Riley. She's definitely one that's going to have to put a lot of kills on that ball for our squad this year, and I'm sure she'll do it.
All right, very cool. You mind if we take a break and come back and talk about winter and spring sports?
Absolutely.
All right, sweet. Ken Jones, Crystal City Activities/Athletic Director. What do you want to be called?
Whatever you want. Athletic Director, it don't matter.
Okay. Well, we'll stick with Athletic Director. It's Athletic Director Ken Jones of Crystal City here on KJ Sports Talk. We're back to cover the winter and spring sports for the Hornets. I'm Matt Greenwood back with you for KJS Sports Talk. And still with us, Ken Jones, athletic director, or Coach Jones, as he prefers to be called, of Crystal City. And, well, he's a coach of many sports, and one of those is girls basketball. It's a winter sport. By the way, we just got done talking about the fall sports, football, cross country, both boys and girls, and volleyball as well. And don't forget that after this show, we'll go ahead and post the full interview, sports talk show on MIMOinfo.com. But let's go ahead and get to some winter and spring sports. Coach Jones, girls basketball for you. What's the update there?
We got, we should have a really nice season coming up. I got two seniors that we're definitely going to be, counting on to do a large percentage of the scoring and things that we're going to, need to do to win ball games. And Taylor Sloan and Kaylee Krieg, and they're both guards. And so, that's a good place to be, having the confidence knowing that, we got two guards that night in, night out can handle the ball, get it up the floor for us, and do quite a bit of shooting for us. Feel pretty confident in starting the year with those two seniors.
And what about the new group coming in? You got some freshmen or a freshman that might be on varsity this year?
No, I don't see any of the, incoming freshmen, coming up to the varsity this year. We have pretty good returning numbers to where, we'll be a senior, junior-heavy squad this year as far as varsity. So, and that's, like I said, that's what you want. Don't get me wrong, you always take a big, tall, super talented freshman, but definitely going to have what I would call a junior-senior, led varsity team.
I imagine with girls basketball being a winter sport, you at some point are going to have tryouts, right?
Yeah, the first couple days, last year we were fortunate enough to we had a varsity and a junior varsity, and I'd say maybe 4 or 5 years before that we didn't have a junior varsity. So we had a nice number of girls show up last year. I'm hoping to see the same thing so we can have a JV out there as well, because that bodes well. It gives them time to develop and learn a little bit before they get to the varsity level. So I'm expecting a lot of those girls to be back out and hopefully have two squads again.
All right, very cool. Boys basketball went through a change. Sean Breeze took the head coaching position at Jefferson R7, and here comes Lesterville's Lee Richardson right behind him, and you guys hire him pretty quickly, and a veteran coach at that. So how's that transition been like for him, you think?
Lee did a lot of basketball with him in the month of June, and I ending our conversations with him, over the summer of basketball, he was very pleased. He was super excited. He had great numbers. From senior on down to the freshman showing up, and I know that with the camps and the leagues that they went to, they competed, had a lot of good close games throughout the summer, which is just going to lead to a very stressful but fun first season for him, because I really expect those boys to be in a lot of ball games, and we're super glad to have Coach Richardson. As I called around and kind of started beating the bushes to see what names would maybe kind of surface with this, it kept coming back to Lee Richardson. And not only was it the people that ADs and coaches and that I was talking to that were saying Lee Richardson is your guy, it was not only is it he going to be good for Crystal is going to be a dandy place for him. So
okay.
It seems to be a really good fit. I know he's really pleased. He has a son that it comes with him that has transferred in and has fit in real well, real quick there at Crystal, and they seem super excited, and that's going to be a fun season to watch.
I don't mean to harp on the past, because I want this conversation to be about 2018 and 19, but I don't think I got a chance to talk to Coach Breeze about it. But Brady DeGeer, senior night, Matt Bates used to work here. He was there broadcasting the game, and you had a packed house, I remember, because I had to help him with some equipment stuff.
Yeah.
And you had a packed house, and when Brady DeGeer's name got mentioned on senior night, oh, my God, every single person in the entire gymnasium gave a big round of applause, big cheer there.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on Brady DeGeer? Did he leave a pretty big impact on Crystal City boys basketball?
Well, the DeGeer name, it goes way back before Brady. There's been a lot of good DeGeer basketball players, and we're talking going way back even into the 70s.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so they, a bunch of those DeGears were tall and could put that basketball in the hoop. So, you know, his brother Brian was an outstanding player. His father was a heck of a ball player, you know. So that name is will always be associated with Crystal City basketball. And, you know, Brady Lees, and Brady was a heck of a scorer. And, you know, everyone's always going to, you know, say they take a 6'6" kid that could put the ball in the hole. But the one thing that this team's going to have this year is a lot of depth at the guard and athletic guards. That JV team last year was good.
Mm-hmm.
And it and you know, when Coach Breeze would tell you this, that JV team gave the varsity fits. And by the end of the year, you start seeing a bunch of those kids start to come up. So you're going to see a lot of impact players that are, you know, sophomores and juniors. Okay. This year that, you know, they won't fill the 6'6" shoes, but their ability to score and play full court defense and kind of change what that team's going to do this year, it's going to be a different look.
So you feel like good stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. I think the boys, they got mm-hmm. a lot of nice athleticism.
Okay.
and depth. And you know, there's a huge
depth is huge.
Depth is huge because, you know, and I run into it a lot of times where, you know, you get in a little foul trouble and you got huge problems. I think that boy squad, you know, kids 6, 7, and 8 coming off the varsity bench are going to be very serviceable ball players this year.
And is there any other winter sport other than boys
nope.
and girls basketball?
Nope, just basketball in the wintertime.
Okay. Any big games that you have on the schedule, or like a senior night? Do you know when senior night is?
Oh, yeah, I know. We haven't looked that far into when necessarily senior night is. We'll have our big Rolla Duke Herbert tournament to start the year, you know, and that brings some of the local teams in, you know, with Herky and R7 and such. So those are well attended. And then there's obviously going to be some exciting games in the conference. I'm sure everyone will be penciling in the night we play R7 because of mm-hmm. you know, Coach Breeze's long tenure there at Crystal City and the success that he had, so that'll be a fun night, no doubt. But there'll be a lot of big games on that schedule, I'm sure.
All right, let's look at some of the spring sports. I know we're really looking far in advance here, uh-huh. just here in the middle of August, middle to late August. But Dan Fox is not only the football coach, but he's also going to be the boys and girls track coach as well. Has he even gotten to that yet, or has it all been football?
Oh, it's all football now. I mean, but, you know, the thing that, you know, you see a lot of the head football coaches, a lot of times are head track coaches. His strength and conditioning background is going to translate to a better track program. I also think his ability to get some of these football kids out that have not been doing anything in the spring, I think you're going to see a few more football boys doing a little track in the springtime. I'm sure of that. So that'll help, you know, get some more numbers out for track. And he's got a lot of track experience and, you know, was coaching track at Hillsboro when he left there. So We're turning it over to him, and he'll do a good job with it.
Did you guys have any events in track and field that you didn't have athletes go out for, like shot put or javelin or anything like that?
You know, that changes year to year. You know, a few years ago we had a whole bunch of pole vault kids, and then last year we didn't have near as many. So, you know, just a lot of times it's clientele and what they're wanting to do.
Okay. Softball. There might be a new breath in softball, right? Eric Poveronico.
And,
there
you
go.
He's not a new name to Crystal City. You know, he's a Crystal City grad, and you know, he's coached there before. He's, you know, currently teaching up at Windsor, and our softball position came open, and I feel we have a really nice softball squad coming back. They had a really nice season last year, and I really think we only had one or two seniors off the top of my head. So that core nucleus, you know, it's coming back. And I reached out to him to put his name in for this because, you know, he's still coaching select teams at a high level. And the guy lives and breathes softball. He's passionate about it. And I wanted to get a coach in with experience who's done this before and can kind of guide this team to the next level.
And as I look at all the sports left to talk about, It looks like just boys tennis and baseball as well. Is Pastrana coming back?
Pastrana's coming back for baseball. Coach Oster's coming back for tennis. Those guys are both returning, and not a whole lot change there. They'll be ready to go.
All right. So, anything else you want to touch on the winter spring before I kind of take a big step back to football?
Nothing off the top of my head.
Okay. When's homecoming for you guys for football?
Oh, geez. Hey, you got the date there. It's a week. We did put homecoming on a week for playing Jefferson R7. Looks to be September the 21st.
So week five. Okay.
Week five. Yeah. There's a lot of those people that will be coming from the R7 are Crystal City grads. And we thought we'd just kind of kill two birds with one stone. We definitely know that the stands will be packed that night. So it'll be, it'd be really be a traditional homecoming because there's, going to be a lot of people that whether they're wearing blue or red, they, the parents of these kids went to school together.
Right.
A lot of them. So it'll be a homecoming of all sorts.
Very cool. And have you already had discussions with the necessary people about activities leading up to the game on Friday?
There's a lot of things and work with it. We've got everything lined up as far as what we do with the parade and the events that we host at the school and all that. We'll reach out to, Jefferson and that, and with a few of the special events when it gets a little bit closer. But, kind of the traditional Crystal City homecoming, it'll be a big parade, and we'll do the floats and, mm-hmm. the same things they've been doing there for well before I ever got there.
Well, I would like to say, Coach Jones, that it was planned when we put our heads together about broadcasting football games this year,
uh-huh.
To say that we chose Jefferson at Crystal City because it was homecoming week, but no, yeah. We're not that good, but yeah. It just so happened that's the case. So we'll be
fantastic.
We'll have
yeah.
that game on KJF for you guys.
Well, good deal. We'll be glad to have you guys on homecoming for sure.
Man, I'm looking forward to that because, as you know, Andrew Graves, Jefferson, big Jefferson talent there, and uh-huh. and then a new coach with Dan Fox for you guys. A lot of different pieces are falling into place for that big homecoming.
Well, and then Dan and Coach Rugley, the yeah, years they, together coaching
exactly.
out of Hillsboro, and like I said, there's going to be a lot of kids there on both sides who parents grew up together, So it should be a fun night, no doubt.
All right. Well, if you don't have anything else, I don't have anything else for you. You want to say something to the Crystal City fans, parents, all that that might be listening?
Oh, no, just we come out. We're ready. The gym's ready to go. Football field, we've been down there for last 2 weeks doing a whole bunch of, prep and getting it looking beautiful for all of our games coming up. So, get out and cheer them Hornets on. We're ready to see them there.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate you coming in.
Hey, thanks for having us.
That is Ken Jones, the athletic director, activities director, and coach for the Crystal City Hornets, joining us here for KJF Sports Talk. We'll be back to address the St. Louis Cardinals at the Dodgers tonight. Those Redbirds, they are alive and kicking, and boy, they have a chance to do something that will be pretty sweet. And that sweep the LA Dodgers. Let's hope they do that tonight. We'll talk a little bit about that with 2 minutes left in the program when we return.